is nothing more inspiring than a woman being unapologetically herself.
The answers are all in your heart.
She's waiting.
She's waiting.
She's waiting for you to set her free.
Welcome to Be You Podcast. I'm Jill Herman, and I am so glad you're here. I was broke, insecure, and craved approval. But with grit, hustle, and sacrifice, I still built a successful multi-million dollar business. 10 years in, burnout, I slowed down and looked inward. In that silence, I discovered that the same level of success could have come to me with much less effort and so much more joy. That's when I threw out the expectations of the world and chose to unbecome every single thing I thought I was supposed to be. And the real me was uncaged. It was far from easy. And in this podcast, I'll offer my entire journey as a roadmap so that if you're ready, you can finally be you. Hello, if you're visiting Be You Podcast for the first time, I'm so happy you're here, and I'm grateful for the person or whatever it was that nudged you and directed you towards this show. It was no accident. There are no coincidences, and there's something here for you. It'll be interesting to find out what that is. We've got lots and lots and lots of episodes over the past 3 years that you can pour through. I think it's fun. I don't know if you ever do this, but I like to look at a new podcast and I just sort of spin it like you might spin the wheel on Price is Right and then just put my finger on one and see which one is calling me. Or you can just look at the different titles and see which one is speaking to you. So I hope you enjoy this. This is something that started as somewhat of a journal and a way for me to share my journey, as you heard in the intro, of going from someone who was so disembodied. I didn't even know what that meant, by the way, but out of my body, disconnected from my body, in my head, doing a lot of mindset work, focused on success and growth and achievement, not understanding anything about our body being a living library that files away all kinds of experiences from when we were children, that our body holds on to trapped emotion and how important it is to release those things and transmute that stuff. I didn't know anything about trauma. I knew nothing about masculine and feminine dynamics. I knew nothing about any of what I talk about on this podcast. And I launched this podcast not knowing any of that, but just following this intuitive hit that I was supposed to have a podcast. And then it's interesting, besides sharing my story and bringing other people on who were focused on healing and growth, I then went on a much deeper journey working with amazing healers and coaches, devoting, I don't even know, thousands of hours and going into just the deepest, darkest crevices of my existence to figure out who I really am. Like, who the hell am I? Not who do people tell me I am or who I should be or who I thought I should be. Not what my childhood told me that I should strive for or what I should shy away from, but who am I really at my core? And you, through this podcast, if you go back and listen, will hear how I did that and what I discovered. And I share a lot of lessons and practical tips and tools and some spiritual wisdom and guidance that came through me on that journey that I'm still on. And then I started bringing on different coaches and healers who either helped me or who I knew were doing really great work in this world who could help you. So if you're someone who's been listening from the beginning, there's just a little bit of a trip down memory lane for BU Podcast. You know, to be transparent, today on social media, I shared a truth, which was there are many times where I think about putting this podcast down. And there are people who have messaged me and have told me that this has changed their life, that this, I've had hundreds of, I would guess, I've never counted them, probably hundreds of messages like that. And I don't take that lightly. And I'm someone who has to be all in on something. And so I've been doing this 3 years in October. So right now, if you're listening to this in real time, This is coming out in March. So almost 3.5 years, about 220 episodes. And I do have thoughts from time to time about, is it time to put it down? Is it time to do something else? If you know anything about human design, I am a manifesting generator, and we are people who like to be multifaceted, multi-passionate. We like to do different things. However, as I was telling Rachel Ruth Tate, my new astrologer, I never had an astrologer before, so she is my only astrologer, who you heard on past couple of episodes. I messaged her today and said, is there anything in my chart that tells you, explains why I feel this way? That as I'm really finally, really, really, really fully committing to this book, I've been off and on, writing a lot, and then stopping, giving up, starting again. And then I finally recommitted, and the company, Scribe Media, yes, I will call them out, filed for bankruptcy and took my money with them. And I realized I had to start from scratch. When I decided that, okay, it's time for me to just start over and really go all in a different way on this book, I thought to myself, and this is what prompted what I said today, am I going to be able to focus creativity in two different areas? On one hand, this podcast is very easy for me. I do no prep. I have no notes. I don't put a lot of time into thinking about what I'm going to talk about. I literally just a minute ago decided what I was going to say to you right now. But at the same time, it is something that takes creative energy. And I'm asking myself, can I do both well? Even though I don't put a lot of effort on paper into this podcast, energetic effort goes into this for sure. Creativity goes into this. And should I just pour it all into this book? I don't know the answer. I was just talking to my husband, and he was like, oh, do what you want, of course, but man, I would not do that. I think you should just stick with it for the summer, and then when your book comes out, it will emerge as something new. Because my idea was, what if I just go through the end of May? For many reasons, I'm starting the book at the end of May. It's what my chart says to do, and it's what I felt called to do. And it's going to be after I do my initial writing, which I'm doing right now. Anyway, without getting into that, my thought was that I'll pour myself into that book, pause the podcast. Those who live in this part of the world, on this side of the equator, will be going into summer. And I have a couple of hundred episodes that they can re-listen to. There's so much to learn. And then I will, you know, sort of like rebrand it when the book comes out. I really believe I'm going to be finished with the book in September. And then I'll come back on here with you, but it'll be more of a podcast connected to the book, if that makes any sense. I don't know what I'm going to do. I know I don't owe anyone anything, and you're not expecting me to do anything. Maybe you're hoping I will go one way or the other, but I'm just being transparent with you. I just said on social media that it's such a strange situation where I'm talking into a microphone to tens of thousands of people all over the world, yet I'm having a one-way conversation. I'm sitting alone in a room speaking into a microphone, and I have no idea who's actually listening. And then I upload it to a platform, and then it goes out to all the podcast outlets, and then people listen. It's a beautiful thing. And it can feel disconnected. And if I could use the word lonely, I think I'm craving community. I'm craving connecting with you. So you might say, well, why don't you have a Zoom? I thought about having like a Zoom meeting room for anyone to check in. And I will tell you, I can't do it. I have not literal PTSD, but I have, you know, what I would call little, not capital, but lowercase PTSD from all my years in network marketing. I was on conference calls with my team or training other teams every week, multiple times a week for 13 years with very few breaks. No one's fault. It is what it is, but I just don't want to go back to that. As much as I would love to connect with you, I don't want to do it like that. That's why I'm so excited to move into seeing you in person and hosting, you know, retreats. And what I didn't say to you when I gave you a little teaser about future retreats, I still know. How do I know? Because I know in my body, I can see it in a vision. I will not just have retreats, which will be like on my property in our woods. I will also be having large events in like ballrooms where I can see like hundreds of you coming. And it won't be the typical boss babe, personal development, let's go, let's take notes stuff. That's all beautiful. It's fun, but it does not create change. I'm sorry. It just does not. It does not. It's whipped cream on shit. It's amazing whipped cream. The whipped cream tastes great. It looks great. You might have a bunch of sprinkles and, you know, cherries on top and all of that, and maybe some glitter. And again, sometimes that's what we need. And I am on here to actually help people transform, to actually help people, primarily women, but also just humans in general, to my male listeners, yes, people in general, men and women, liberate themselves, free themselves from the shit that is holding them back and keeping them in their stories of unworthiness. That's what I'm called to do. I talked to a psychic. She was a seventh generation from India psychic, that someone who became a huge enemy of mine. I mean, this woman was dark. She worked with me in my Juice Plus business. I own the fact that I attracted her. She was not a friend of mine. I attracted her. I don't even know how. Beautiful on the outside. I believe that everyone is beautiful on the inside as well, but very wounded. And she came on my team, and it was just ended up being something where she was just trashing me behind my back, talking so horribly behind my back. And I have full trust with her. I had no idea she was poisoning my business and poisoning my team against me, and so jealous of me with no reason to be. She was so successful and amazing on her own, but just so deeply wounded and insecure. Anyway, she was the one who actually referred me to this psychic. And you might say, well, shit, I wouldn't listen to that psychic if it came from her. It was actually a great experience. I had a session with the psychic. Gosh, I'd have to look back, but it was about 4 years ago, maybe. And the psychic said some things to me. I said, what do you see about this book I'm writing? You might wonder where I'm going with this. This is going exactly along with what I was just saying to you about my purpose. And I said, what do you think about this book I'm writing? And she's like, I don't see book. And I was like, what do you mean you don't see book? I'm writing a book. And she said, no, no, no. She said, I'm not going to try to do the Indian accent. It's so hard, but it's like one of my favorite accents. But she said to me, no, that's not what I see. Somehow you're going to be talking to many, many, many women all over the world, in many different cultures and many different countries, helping them break out of fear state. I said, what? Helping them break out of fear state is what she said. And I was like, okay, this woman doesn't know what she's talking about because I'm writing a book. Well, guess what? I never wrote the book, did I? And I ended up starting a podcast the next year, helping women and men break out of fear. She was exactly right. She told me it would be extremely successful. She told me that she saw me doing it through speaking, but she couldn't see what it was going to be. And it was not through a book. And she told me that I would be helping a lot of women and that it would be something I would be very passionate about. And she was right. So I know I was meant to do this. And I know that I think I'll probably have a podcast for many, many years to come. I'm just not sure yet if I should maybe hit the pause button over the summer. What would be great is for me to just load up a bunch of episodes ahead of time, which is probably what I'll do. And I just said to my husband, what if I just do a bunch of episodes ahead of time? They call that batch recording, which I've done before. Everything you heard in January, I did in like November, I think. Batch record a bunch, but also do it with a different spin. I've done so many episodes on the deep, deep work. It could also just be me briefly coming on for 15 minutes talking to you about a topic, whatever it is. So we shall see. I want to give you another update, because not just because I think you'll think it's interesting, but also because I think it will be helpful to you or someone you love. I shared with you a couple of weeks ago, maybe last week, I don't remember, a health update. And I told you that through hair testing and through a 24-hour urine collection, my functional medicine physician, Dr. Leland Stillman, found out some interesting things. And one was that I had hardly any selenium that was detectable in my body. And people are like, just eat Brazil nuts. I can't eat enough Brazil nuts to get that much selenium in my body. And that selenium regulates your thyroid. And because I don't have any selenium, my thyroid is shit right now. Well, my blood work isn't back yet, but I'm sure we're going to see some interesting things in my thyroid panel. But I want to tell you that I started the two protocols that I told you we were going to start. The heavy metal cleanse and then my other protocol of supplements, selenium, zinc, and some other things. I got so sick. And I told him ahead of time, I said, I'm feeling like this is going to be a lot for me. And he's like, it's really, really gentle. You could just do one of them, you know, just start the supplements now and wait for the cleanse, or you could do them both. And I'm like, you know, I think I should do the supplements for 2 weeks, see how I feel, and then go to the cleanse. And then when it came time, I'm like, screw that. I am sick of feeling bad. I am tired of being so overweight. I just want to get results fast. So I started them together and I suffered. Have you ever done a heavy metal cleanse? Well, I did that along with this new protocol of supplements. And, you know, when you take supplements, just because your body needs it, think of like watering a plant. You think that because the plant needs water, that when you pour water on it, it's just going to be beautiful, right? But you can actually overwater the plant even if it's dehydrated. Well, you can also like dehydrate yourself drinking a lot of water if it doesn't have proper mineralization, et cetera. Well, for me, what happened was, and this happens, I didn't realize a lot of times, is we will take supplements and think, well, I'm deficient in that. I need it. It's like watering a plant. Well, your body needs it, but also it will start then like putting out things that your body doesn't need. So I was experiencing some detox just from the new supplements. I didn't know I was doing that. And then with the heavy metal cleanse, it was like, I mean, my body was like, shit, that's not good. So you might be saying, but Jill, you need to open up your pathways and make sure you're detoxing properly. I did all that. I'm telling you, my pathways are open. I was doing the sauna. We've been working on my gut. I was doing was doing the rebounder, that little mini tramp that you need to jump on to get your lymph going. I was doing lymphatic gentle massage on myself, doing the dry brushing. I was doing castor oil packs. I was doing it all, making sure I was eating cooked vegetables. That helps with the detox process. And I had the most excruciating, bizarre headache. And I just don't get headaches. Thank God, knock on wood. I'm not someone who gets headaches. I had the most horrible headache for 48 hours. I mean, it was like a 20 out of 10 with fogginess, horrible brain fog. I felt like my head was gigantic. I felt like I was walking with sandbags on my ankles. And I was just in this just fatigued, foggy stupor. It was so weird. And I told my doctor and he's like, okay, stop immediately. So I stopped the heavy metal cleanse. At first he said, stop for 3 days. And he's like, no, let's stop it for 2 weeks. But just from the supplements, I actually feel really good, except I'm having a ton of hot flashes. They have come back with a vengeance. Hot flashes aren't just a sign that your hormones are out of whack. That can be a sign of detox. So my body's detoxing and it's showing up as hot flashes. So I'm on my new protocol of hormone replacement therapy, HRT. If you've not looked into it, please go back to our January series. There is so much misinformation out there. There is so much bad press on hormone replacement therapy. They're telling you that it increases your chance of breast cancer. Not true. I am no doctor or expert. I'm not telling you to get on hormone replacement therapy, but I am telling you, you deserve to look into it from a trusted resource. Dr. Salome Mazgati, S-A-L-O-M-E, Mazgati, M as in Mary, A as like Sam, G-H-A-T-I, Mazgati on Instagram. Follow her. And there are a bunch of other experts I follow, but she's my personal functional medicine gynecologist and hormone expert. Anyway, I'm on my new protocol because I told you a week or two ago that we found out that my oils were not penetrating my skin. And so my levels were still in the tank. So I started on, I'm in some big guns. It's like the full arsenal of progesterone, oral progesterone. I'm taking 3 at night and 2 in the morning. It's amazing. It's still not helping my hot flashes. Why? Because the hot flashes are from the detoxing from the supplements. But if you have never taken progesterone, oh my God, it's amazing for your hair, your skin, your nails. You will sleep like a baby. It's amazing. You can also feel a little sluggish or fatigued from it, or sort of like groggy in the morning. That's when you're taking a little too much. So he's having me back off a little bit because I've been really groggy in the morning. Anyway, I was chatting with my friend Amy, my childhood best friend since 2 years old. She doesn't listen to any podcast, so she won't hear this. She doesn't listen to this show either, which is totally fine with me, of course. I'm only pointing that out that she's not going to hear this, but we had this text conversation the other day about HRT and she knew nothing about it. A lot of women don't. And so if you are a woman 40 years old or over, I would say even late 30s, please start looking at menopause. I'm going to do a whole series on menopause. Okay. After I told you I might be taking a break, I got to do a series on menopause because it is so just confusing and most of us know nothing about it. And we just get all these symptoms and then our doctors tell us that we need antidepressants or it's just part of age and they do nothing about it. And I've been learning a lot lately from some menopause experts. I think there's a book called The New Menopause or something like that. I want to read that book, but I'm going to do a series, I promise, at some point on menopause. But if you are 40 years old or late 30s even, or older, please start learning about the truth about menopause. And I'll tell you one thing I learned recently is there is a direct correlation between the depleted estrogen levels and brain function and dementia and Alzheimer's. What they're saying is this is why women get Alzheimer's and dementia at a rate twice of men, two times the rate of men, because we go so long with depleted estrogen. I mean, men don't have that issue. I mean, their testosterone can go down some, but not like us. You know, it's a real issue. So it affects our bones. Your bones can become brittle, all kinds of things. So I still want to encourage you to look at your relationship with fitness, movement, exercise, whatever you want to call it. And if you have a healthy relationship with it, if you're like, I have a friend who like overdoes it and she's like addicted to it. And you can look at someone like that and go, oh, because I used to. I wish I was that fit. I wish I looked like that. I wish I was motivated like that. That's coming from a wound. She's obsessed with exercise because one, she's so anxious. That's how she keeps sane. But two, she's such a perfectionist. She feels like if she doesn't do it, she's a failure. Or she's worried that she might gain a pound. And that's not healthy. It's a lot healthier to do less exercise and not feel that way. So whatever your relationship with movement, if you haven't heard me say this, mine has been an off-again, interesting relationship and dance and battle for many, many, many years, but especially the past 5 years where I was basically not moving at all. And I said this a few episodes ago, but I'm just going to tell you that it's still happening. I just told Kiki Hurwitt, who's been on our show before, follow Kiki Hurwitt on Instagram. If you have not followed her, what an amazing transformation and story she has. But anyway, I was telling Kiki today that I'm like, I literally cracked the code. Done. Like I have cracked the code. And you might think, oh my God, do you work out every single day? No, I don't. But I have cracked the code. I am telling you. Like I have no shame around it, yet I am moving my body. You can say, I have no shame around it either. I just lay on the couch and don't do shit. Well, that's not good. I have no shame around it and I work out. It's just like part of my life now. I don't think about it very much as far as like there's no story around it. I'm excited when I move my body. Look, all your old stuff is going to pop up. Like my perfectionism will pop up and my shame stories will pop up. But I just go, thank you. I see you. Bye-bye. And they go away. Before it would take me in this shame cycle and I would do nothing for months. I would be a perfectionist all in and then off. You know, all or nothing. Now, I would love to tell you that every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm doing my workout from Dr. Nick Trubee, T-R-U-B-E-E. I'm saying all these, recommending these people because I love connecting people, by the way. People who know me say, you are the best connector. I am. I used to like brush it off and go, oh, it's so nice to be on. I am. One of my gifts is connecting people. I love connecting people. And I love promoting things that are great. I get nothing from it. But Dr. Nick Trubee, who was on our series of January, is my personal trainer. He has a PhD and he has this amazing, amazing new membership that you can be a part of. It's $29 a month. And it is, I told him today, I'm like, dude, this should be $129 a month. It's $29 a month, trubeehealth.com. Go check it out. Tell them I sent you. Again, I did nothing from that. Just be interesting to find out if any of you do it. But anyway, I'm going to join that. But right now, he's still my personal one-on-one trainer. I did a 3-month container with him. And I would love to tell you that I'm doing his workouts Monday, Wednesday, Friday, just like he sends them. I'm not. And you might say, I thought you just said you were doing great. I am. I'm kicking ass. But I'm just doing them when I do them and not shaming myself. But I'm also making sure I'm moving every week. So for example, I was doing them Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like come hell or high water, I'm doing that. And then I like fell on the ice and hurt my back. And then a few weeks ago, I played so much pickleball. By the way, our new pickleball business, Ace Pickleball, is going so great. It's the largest indoor pickleball facility east of the Mississippi. Brand new. It's been open just a couple of months. If you're anywhere in the Midwest, come see us in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Ace Pickleball Fort Wayne. I've started playing pickleball and I'm becoming addicted like everyone does. And I literally would play every single day, but my body can't keep up with that yet. I'm not quite to the point where I can without feeling really crappy. So I'm playing pickleball and then I'm doing my workouts that Dr. Nick gives me when I do them. So for example, I played too much pickleball a few weeks ago and my old SI issue on my left side flared up. I couldn't do much of anything for like 4 days. The next week, I had the flu. And then last week, there was no reason, but I was kind of tired from having the flu. And right after the flu, I'd played in my first pickleball tournament and played like 6 matches in 1 day. And my body just felt like, I just don't want to do this. And he has taught me, and that's what I love about him. He's not, get your ass in the gym. His thing is, what is your body telling you? Jill, maybe pickleball was enough. Maybe taking a quick walk down the driveway is enough. You know, and he's so gentle. So I had the week where my back was flared up. The next week, which was 2 weeks ago, I had the flu. And then last week, I just felt exhausted from all of that. And by the end of the week, I'm like, I got to do something. And I think it was Saturday night, I went out there and I crushed his workout. And I was so proud of myself. And I'm like, okay, I'm back on track. Well, then this past Monday, today I'm recording with you on a Thursday. You're hearing it on a Monday. But last Monday, I played pickleball for like 3 hours and it was great. But because of many reasons, I'm not quite equipped yet to handle that. I am, but like I need a recovery day. And I also want to make sure that I don't get injured. So Tuesday came and I still had not done Monday's workout, but I felt no shame. I didn't. I felt a little bit of, man, I wish I would have done that. And then I'm like, no, I played pickleball and that was great. Now I could go into safe zone and say, all I need to do is pickleball. It's fun. I'm moving my body, but I also need to speak the truth to myself. I am 52. I am perimenopausal and I have to lift weights, heavy weights. We have to, girls. We got to get it done. There are many reasons, but we have to do this. So I'm not going to just lean on pickleball, but I did say to myself, wow, that was a lot on Monday. So by Tuesday, you know, I still hadn't done it. Yesterday was Wednesday and everything else got in the way. And I'm like, damn it, I'm getting this done. And so at 10:30 last night, I went out to our home gym in our garage and I did the workout. And it was hard because I hadn't done much the past few weeks as far as lifting, right? I was so proud of myself. I did the progressive overload. That's when you're increasing the weights with each set that you do. But I did 2 out of 3 sets. I knew that doing the third would be too much for me. I did 2 out of 3 sets while I was watching my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. Oh my God, if you watch that show, you have to message me. I only have 2 friends that watch that show. I need more friends that watch the show. If you watch that show, I need you to message me on Instagram or email me and we need to talk. I was so disappointed with part 3 of that reunion. Oh my gosh. But anyway, I watched that while I did the workout. I was out there well over an hour because I was doing more movements than normal. He gave me 5 instead of 4 and doing 2 sets and it was harder than normal. And I was watching the show. Why am I telling you that? Because that's an illustration. I want to show you what it looks like to be crushing something. It doesn't have to be the old rendition of crushing, which is perfection. You can crush it by doing it 50%. And I celebrated myself. I make sure I say out loud, I am so proud of you. You did such a great job. I did such a great job. That was amazing. I literally say that out loud. And I tell at least 1 person. So I told my husband, guess what I did? Then I text my trainer, hey, I'm just texting you for accountability. This is what I did. I'm so proud of myself. And then him messaging me back how proud he is of me. That's reinforcing that pathway in my brain. And I'm saying that to you and sharing it with you because this comes from someone who could not access this before. And it is just, oh my God, it's a beautiful way to exist. I have seen hardly any changes in my body. I almost look like I'm an apple right now. My midsection has gotten so big. Now, if you're someone who has struggled with weight or you're a lot larger than me, please do not let that trigger you or be offended. I'm not talking about you. For me personally, I am bigger than I am designed to be. I'm not making a comment about you or that you're not beautiful. You're not attractive. I am still beautiful. I am still attractive. And I don't look like myself. And I'm so much bigger than I've ever been. And I don't like it. I don't need to be thin or skinny. I'm putting my fingers up in air quotes. But I want to look more like myself and fit into my clothing. I've already gone up two sizes and those now are too small. So just let me preach here. So I'm not liking the way I look at all. We're getting ready to go to Florida to be with my brother and sister-in-law. And they're both in amazing physical shape. They're 10 years older than me. And oh my God, they look amazing. And I admit there's some shame coming up. Like, I don't want to be in a bathing suit. It's going to be hard for me. I have nothing that fits me. I don't even want to try anything on. Yet I'm saying that to you because I still am so motivated and inspired to lift weights. In the past, I wouldn't be motivated because I wouldn't be seeing any results. I would have to see the results. I'm seeing hardly any physical results for the reasons I've shared, my thyroid issue and the other stuff going on. But I'm feeling emotional, I'll say, results. I'm feeling internal spiritual results. I'm so happy that I'm someone who exercises regularly. It feels so good. So just keep going. Celebrate everything you do. Tell other people about it. Be willing to even do 10%. Don't say, if I don't do it all, I can't do it. And if you only do 10%, don't say that you failed and don't talk about it. Well, I only did a little bit. I didn't do enough. I barely walked. Just do something and be proud of yourself. So I've got myself a yoni steamer. Do you know what that is? A yoni steamer. Your yoni is your hoo-ha, your flower, your vulva, your vagina, your vajayjay. Got a lot of names for it, right? All right. So the company was highly recommended by my coach and mentor, Sigrid Tazias. And it's called Dark Mother. Love your yoni. So it's called a yoni throne. I'm going to read some of the benefits of yoni steaming. Okay. I'm actually looking at it right now, sitting in front of me. And in typical Jill Herman style, I just had my husband put it together and I've had it for almost a year. That's how I roll, people. That's how I roll. Some of them I'm going to try to read without my reading glasses. Good night. Okay. Benefits of yoni steaming. I'm going to list like five and there's like 30 on here. But go to darkmother.com.au as in Australia. darkmother.com.au. Okay. Relaxes your mind, body, and nervous system. Provides gentle nourishment to your body, especially the base. Detoxifies your uterus, improves lubrication, increases libido. All right. Bon chicka wow wow. Regulates your menstrual cycle. Well, I don't have one of those. By the way, I'm almost to menopause. My friend I was talking to the other day didn't know the difference between perimenopause and menopause. Look, I didn't used to either. This is what's sad. Women are not told anything about their own damn bodies. So you're in menopause when you have not bled for 12 consecutive months. And that's May for me, baby. Okay. Boosting immune and digestive health. Improves your health and overall well-being, helps heal your reproductive system and increases fertility. Well, that would be helpful for some people. Relaxes stored emotions, energy, and trauma. Warms up your womb and helps you connect spiritually with your creative center. Enhances your unique, vibrant radiance by enlivening your chi or life force energy. Oh, man. Significant reduction in pain, bloating, cramps, exhaustion. Girls, get yourself a yoni steamer. All right. I was just telling Dr. Nick today. I'm like, I still don't make any money off of this podcast and I don't need to make a profit, but I spend money every month. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I have all these listeners, all these great numbers, and I spend $800 a month to have this podcast edited and done, which, by the way, thank you so much to the team that does that. It's worth the money. But my point is, I have no money coming in. So, yeah. Anyway, I should probably sell some yoni steamers. but I'm going to sit on that yoni steamer and I'm going to let you know. Sorry to Luke, our editor. I'm just going to apologize to him that he has to listen to me talking about steaming my yoni. He's probably gagging right now. But it's this wood box with a hole at the top. And then underneath that, this door opens up and you put different herbs in there and hot water and it literally steams you. So this would be great if you've had a baby, any kind of trauma down there, or as you just heard me read, overall health. Why am I doing that? Well, because I trust sacred. But I've shared a few times that I have some sexual trauma from my childhood and from when I was a young woman. And that's something that could help. And then with menopause or perimenopause, I've had issues with lubrication and libido. Like, sex is so amazing. And my husband always laughs because once I get going, I'm like, God, why don't I do this all the time? He's like, yeah, I know. But I just don't have the desire. And that's not healthy. Sometimes there's no desire because of issues in your marriage. That's not my issue. It's a physical issue. So besides adjusting my hormones, I thought this would be helpful to sit on my yoni steamer. So I'll tell you how that goes, but they have all different packages that come with it. So I was listening to, I think my new favorite podcast is the podcast of two friends of mine. They're not asking me to say this. And you might say, well, do you think that it's competition for you to promote someone else's podcast? No, I don't think that way at all. There's enough room for everybody. But Michelle Rogers and Sandy Avalu in Canada, who are my dear sisters and friends, have an awesome podcast. I just listened to it yesterday. They did an episode on dating after divorce. Oh my God, so good. So I would run over and listen to that podcast. It's called The Liberated Podcast. The Liberated Podcast. All right. So I'm going to wrap things up here. I love you. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere yet if I do decide to pause it, but we both know I'm not going to pause anything. It's probably just a fleeting thought. So I've got another solo episode coming, and then we've got Kelly Gardner. He's amazing. He's an expert in relationships and also in mentoring and coaching teenagers and young adults, especially young men. But we had a beautiful conversation months and months ago, but it's coming out in a couple of weeks. My friend Sydney Pakula Owen, who is my dear, dear friend, who's like 20 years younger than me and one of my best friends in the world. And she's an old soul. She's like a 100-year-old young woman. And I met her because she was our waitress at our country club. I think I told you that story. And then she's the one who invited me to the moon dance. Did you listen to that episode a couple years ago about me going to the moon dance? And I was like all freaked out and I smelled the patchouli and I was like, what the hell? And then I ended up like beating my hands on the earth and like having this total spiritual awakening. Yeah. Sydney and I had an amazing chat right here live in my goddess room a few months ago. And that's going to be coming out in April. And another conversation. Well, anyway, a couple of other beautiful conversations. All right. So have the most beautiful week. Remember to celebrate your wins. Don't be so hard on yourself. Stop comparing yourself. Everybody's got shit. Nothing is what it seems. And I mean, nothing is what it seems. Speaking of that, I'm going to, after this, record next week's solo about that. There's a little teaser. Nothing is what it seems. Behind closed doors, you never know what's happening. You never know what people are thinking and feeling and experiencing internally. So stop with the bullshit story that everybody else has their shit together and everybody else is doing it better than you, or you're failing or you're not enough. It's a trap. It's a death trap. If you sat down face to face with them, what you see may be real. But trust me, they're going to say some other things to you that you do not know. And you're going to go, oh shit, I didn't know you had that fear. I didn't know you had that insecurity. I didn't know you had that wounding. I didn't know you had that going on in your family. Okay? Stop comparing yourself. Remember what the solution is. The antidote to comparison is you imagining taking on what you think you want from that person, but also having to take on their whole life, including what's behind door number three that you can't see. And you have to give up everything you love in your own life. Okay, never mind. Maybe I don't want what they have. Okay, it's never what you think. You are more than enough. You are a beautiful, wise, spiritual being walking around in this skin suit, and you are just nothing but love. And if you focus on that that is what you'll experience, even when you are in pain and sadness. All right, I will see you next week. If this touched your heart on any level or entertained you in any way whatsoever, please share it with a friend. Send it along to someone else. And you know, I haven't had any reviews in a while. Bro, as my kids say. I don't know the difference between bruh and bro. But bro, would you please? I don't want to sound desperate, right? But at the same time, I want to go, I just told you I spent $800 a month on this podcast and I'm giving all this stuff away for free. Would you take a minute and go on Apple Podcasts? Why listen on Spotify? Go on Apple. Go on Apple. Give me a rating and review so that my poor little ego knows that I'm making a difference in your life and that you like this, and so that other people will think this is a legit awesome podcast. Okay? Will you do it? I'm going to be checking. All right. Thanks so much. Peace out.